So there was this pastor at a San Francisco church one year who was checking out the nativity scene the day after Christmas. And he was just kind of walking to the church. It was quiet. All the services were over. And he noticed in the nativity scene that something was missing. All the figures were there, but the little baby Jesus was gone. And so he's wondering who took baby Jesus, right? He starts looking around the church. He goes outside, and he sees a little boy pulling a red wagon. And inside the wagon is the infant Jesus figure from the nativity. And he says, "Well, hello, my fine friend." A little boy says, "Hello." And he says, "I see that you have Jesus in your wagon." And he says, "Yep." "Well, where did you get him?" the pastor asks. "I got him from the church." And he says, "Why did you take him?" And he says, "Well, you see, a week before Christmas, I prayed to the little Lord Jesus for a red wagon, and I promised him if I got it, I'd give him a ride around the block." Which begs the question, who brings the gifts anyway, Jesus or Santa? It's very confusing this time of year, isn't it? I know Grace and I have been having this conversation. I've been trying to work in the story of Christmas in between Santa and the elves, but Santa and the elves sort of trump this time of year, don't they? So who brings the gifts is the question. Well, this is one of those both ands, isn't it? Because, of course, Jesus brings to us the inner gifts, the remembrance of who we are, the divinity within us, the Christ within that is reborn every year, right? The gift that keeps on giving, if you will, that expresses in every way. Jesus reminded us through his teachings, "Did I not say that ye are gods, and greater things than these will you do?" And so then Santa brings the outer gifts, but that's not really what Santa's about either, is it? It's always about the experience of the gift giving, the joy that is felt when we give a gift and when we receive a gift, the spirit of Christmas, the spirit and the magic that Santa holds as well. So my answer, who brings the gifts? Both, and all of us, right? Because we too hold that spirit of Christmas, that magic of Christmas like Santa does. Many of you play Santa in many ways. And then Jesus, of course, is an emblem of that divinity in all of us that is reborn at this time. And so it truly is a both and. Little Mallory was on Jesus' lap in the usual way at this time of year, telling what she wanted for Christmas. And so Jesus, or Santa, well, see, now I'm getting confused. Who was it? So Santa says, as he always does, "What would you like for Christmas?" Now, Mallory's older brother, Gavin, can see what Mallory is seeing, the display around Santa of the toys. But the mother cannot see that part. All she can see and hear is what Mallory is saying and her sitting on Santa's lap. And so Mallory says, "Well, I want some blocks. And let's see, I want a red truck. And I want a doll with blue silky clothes." And the mom is listening and she's getting nervous and concerned and wondering how she hasn't ever heard about any of these gifts. And then the big brother's laughing hysterically because he can see the display of toys and sees what Mallory's doing. So Mallory hops off Santa's lap and she comes to Mom, and Mom says, "Honey, Mallory, I've never heard you say you wanted any of those things. That's so interesting." She says, "Look, Mom, it's what Santa had to choose from this year." You know, the joy of a child. You just be present, right? And joyful and grateful for what is in the moment. You are all great teachers for us of presence, of staying present, right? In the Christmas story, that's what the wise men did. You know, the wise men were astrologers. The wise men from the East knew how to read the skies and the stars, and they paid attention. They noticed when things changed in the sky. And when they noticed that bright star at its rising, they knew immediately they need to drop everything and follow that star. They didn't take a lot of time to pack. They didn't deliberate over whether it was a good decision or not a good decision that Spirit was guiding them to do. Anybody ever do that? Get clear guidance and then go, oh, but maybe not. Or maybe later in my own time. No, the wise men were wise for a reason. Because they knew when that intuitive hit came that you follow it. And they followed that star until it stopped over the place where the child lay. And they were overwhelmed with joy. And they were overwhelmed with joy because they knew of what was happening. They knew that something great was shifting, that a consciousness was shifting, that a rebirth was occurring. And so it happens for us every year. I never get tired of these Christmas stories, do you? Because they're so beautiful and magical and joyful, and that's what the season is all about. Our Advent journey has taken us from faith to peace to love to joy. And this morning and tomorrow morning belong to the child, don't they? The child within us, the child within all of us. And so we stir that place of magic. Years ago, a wise man came all the way from Vietnam and landed in the same public hot tub that I was in a health club. And he had a message for me. You know how that happens sometimes, right? The message feels like it's just for you and for your soul. I had been so happy during that time of year that my mind was actually starting to question why I was happy. Do you ever do that? It's crazy, isn't it? Why would we ever question that? But I was like wondering, what's different? Why am I so happy these days? What's that joy that I'm accessing? You know, and at one point as we were kind of closing our conversation, me and the wise man from Vietnam, and I was getting out of the hot tub, he said, I see that your faith brings you great joy. And it just hit me that it is a joy of following Spirit in life that really brings joy. It's the following the star. It's the following the guidance that brings the joy. That is the joyful journey, or the leg of the journey that really feels full of joy. And that's the leg we're on now. You know, children are our best teachers, right? Particularly this time of year. Jesus said, you must become like little children to enter the kingdom of God. And what did children teach us but to be present and to believe, right? Especially this time of year. Tarek McLean was from Thailand, and he was featured on NPR's Weekend Edition saying on the program, This I Believe. And he was 7 at the time. This is what Tarek believes in. I believe life is good. I believe God is in everything. I believe we're all equal. I believe we can help people. I believe everyone is weird in their own way. So do you, I see. I believe hate is a cause for love. I believe that when I meditate, I feel peaceful. I believe we should be generous. I believe brothers and sisters should be kind to each other. I believe kids should respect their parents. I believe I should not whine. I believe people should wake up early. I believe people should go outside more. I believe in nature. I believe people should use less trees. I believe we should help the Arctic and the rainforest animals. I believe people shouldn't throw litter on the ground. I believe people should not smoke. I believe God is in the good and bad. I believe in magic. I believe people should not give up. I believe love is everywhere. I believe that God helps us to have a good time. I believe we live best in community. I believe we can protect people in danger. I believe we should help the poor. I believe it's okay to die, but not okay to kill. I believe war should not have started. I believe war should end. I believe we can make peace. Tarek McLean, 7 years old. For fun, Tarek collects and hands out food to the homeless, raises money for orphans and impoverished schools, reads about the world's religions, and listens to NPR. And so when we follow the children, we remember to stay present because that's where the joy is. If we're busy in the past and the future, we miss the joy, right? And to believe in the magic of Christmas, to believe in the power of love, to believe in the strength of faith, to believe in the spark of hope, to believe in peace, that we can have peace amongst all of us. So one of my favorite stories this time of year about believing, and children's stories always bring joy with them naturally, is the Polar Express. So we're going to share that with you. And I want to share with our online viewers that because this is a copyrighted book, we would encourage you to read the Polar Express during this time, if you've got it on hand, or to take a pause and read it and join us in the broadcast right after the story. And so our gift for you this Christmas is a jingle bell. So that you remember always not only that sound of joy, that bell that rings for you in the divinity of the rebirth in you, but the magic of Christmas. We do believe, don't we? Alma's going to help me pass these out. Oh, let me go the other side, excuse me. And while you're receiving your gift, let's close out with an affirmation together. Together, I am reborn this Christmas. I believe. Indeed, we do. God bless. Bravo.